From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
Every year, dedicated Howard University faculty and students from the College of Dentistry travel to Haiti to offer services and change lives. On their mission trip, they reach hundreds of people who otherwise would have no dental services. My guest today has volunteered with that team and has seen firsthand the benefits of helping people who otherwise may be forgotten. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. And joining me on the journey is graduate student Akilah Brown. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself, sir.
Good. Thanks for joining us. Tell me a little bit about your background. You were born and raised in New York. What part of New York?
I was born and raised in Manhattan, and then we moved to Brooklyn. But my parents are actually from St. Kitts and Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what influenced you in terms of going to college first and foremost, and where did you do your undergraduate work? In college?
I went to Howard University for undergrad, and my parents, there was no option. I was going to go to college, but I always did have a thirst for knowledge and knowing more, and basically being a helpful, viable part of my community, and I knew that I could get that in university.
Okay, and your major, you have a bachelor's degree in anthropology.
Yes.
That doesn't seem like a pre-dentistry major.
I know. So the study of basically culture always fascinated me. The study of people fascinated me greatly. So that's how I got involved with that. And then I became connected with a forensic anthropologist. And she did her research on dentition, actually on pediatric dentition. And so I became linked in with that. And she referred me to the dental clinic at the hospital. And that's how I got thrusted into my interest in dentistry.
Okay. So you were volunteering in the dental school or doing research?
I was volunteering at the hospital with Dr. Bonick when I was in undergrad. And I was actually doing public outreach with both the community public program at the hospital and the dental clinic.
You know, one of the advantages that I espouse to people as I talk to them about going to university is the fact that at Howard University as an undergrad student, because it's embedded in an environment with professional schools, that exposure can sometimes be priceless. And I think you just told a story that exemplifies exactly that. So clearly you switched your interest and decided to go to dental school. How have you married your interest in culture, et cetera, with the service mission trips you've participated in Haiti? What about the culture of the Haitian people you've seen through your service of dentistry to them?
Well, so one, being at Howard University, you're constantly being reminded that there has to be this global conversation, that you're not just going to be, when you graduate, you're not just going to serve a very small community. The idea is that you're going to be on a forever mission to serve the global community. So already you're immersed in so many different cultures just being here. So that was very helpful when I got to go to Haiti. When I was there, the culture's so rich, and the appreciation for what we were doing there was so rich as well. It's a group of people that were highly marginalized when it comes to healthcare and would have otherwise never had the introduction to dental services particularly. Did they know about it? Yes. Did they know that they were missing something? Yes. And so, of course, they were very, very appreciative.
Now, that mission has been ongoing for quite a few years. Tell us about the first time you participated in the mission.
So I went my second year, starting my third year of dental school. It was incredible. It was my first mission trip. Since then, it just sparked something in me, and I wound up going to Jamaica for a mission trip as well, and Cameroon. But it was just that amazing that I was like, I have to keep doing this. The people there were just so appreciative. They were so hospitable. We were immediately accepted and taken in. It was almost like you were visiting family and not necessarily visiting strangers. The hospital was set up. It was so meticulous how everything was run, the triaging of the patients and being able to deliver quality services. It was very amazing. And the great thing about it was that there was even an opportunity for follow-up, because it is a hospital that is set in a community that people can frequent even after we were gone. So patients weren't necessarily lost. So it was just an incredible experience, getting to bond and work with the host hospital, as well as working with those who came from other institutions, from New York as well as from Howard. It was quite amazing.
And roughly how many faculty members were there and how many students were there?
We had about 15 students, and we had, I think it was 8 faculty members, I believe. So it wasn't an overwhelming ratio. It was a very one-to-one work experience. And then we also had some residents as well.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is dental student Akila Brown. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, just continuing on the details of your trip, obviously a lot of the infrastructure that's needed is not necessarily there, manpower, etc. And it sounds like the Howard University faculty do a lot to get the infrastructure set up for the rotation, because obviously part of what you're doing is being educated as well. Mm-hmm. Speak to that aspect of it in terms of your training and education as you compare that time you spend there, the things you were able to do and see, and how that fits into the overall education that you've had. Has it enhanced it? What about it is different and impactful?
Oh my goodness, yeah, it's enhanced it incredibly. First of all, you're working at a way higher pace than you would ever get to during your graduate training. You're seeing so many, because you have to meet a need. We were able to see, I want to say, 3,000 patients at the time. So, and you're only there for a few days, but you're working 12 to 14 hour days. So your patient management becomes highly amplified. You learn how to really work with patients, deliver quality care in a short amount of time. You're also learning how to establish good relationships with the patient when you don't even speak the language, when you're not from there and you look very different than that person does. So that's a huge skill that you're not going to easily learn in a cushioned environment as a graduate school. You also get technical skills and get to see things that you would not get to see at the graduate level, that you're probably not going to see until your postgraduate level. So it's an early introduction to that. You're also seeing conditions at stages where you probably would not get to see it in the United States, because those things are, there's usually healthcare system set up so that people are getting, and education also, and just access in general, that's allowing people to get care before things reach the stage that it reaches there. So you actually get to see those textbook descriptions that you probably would not get to see in person. So you become very well-rounded. You actually get to apply what you're learning, and you're getting that hands-on training that you otherwise don't get when you're in graduate school. And what was really touching was, even though it was very minimal, I gave a gentleman a cleaning, and this was like my first patient, and he was so grateful. And even thinking about it now, it's heartwarming. He literally hugged me and blessed me, and he said, no one's ever touched me so gently before or cared for me for so long. So that was my, I was, at that point, I was just done. I was like, this is definitely what I want to do. So I know it was a small procedure, and it's something that I've gotten to do every day since, but it meant so much, and it reminded me how much even the little things that I do mean to the people that I do them for.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Sometimes when we think of these things, you think of you know, the major life-altering things that may involve some very major operation or the large tumor you spoke about. But here you are talking about what we would consider routine cleaning and the gratitude that someone expresses. Now, when you amplify and multiply that throughout, you know, all the patients that you saw, what do you feel the general community got from or gets from, because how it goes every year, you know, your service?
Oh my goodness, it's so crucial because they get education. There's a lot of diseases that we arrest early that they would not get to have addressed, that the sequela of which is like detrimental, and we could stop it before it even starts, before it becomes an issue. And something like that, even if it's just once a year, is so crucial because, I mean, even the average person in the States, they're probably seeing their dentist once a year. So to be there that one time of year to be able to help these patients is huge. Even just showing someone that you care about them changes how they perceive themselves and the rest of the day. And then also you're passing something on. If you get to reach a mother or a parent, you get to have this passed on to their children. So it changes the course of just care in general, changes the course of someone's health in general. So I think it's extremely crucial.
And outside of the Howard participating in this service mission, how is most of the dental care in that part of Haiti delivered without Howard being present?
In Fort Liberté, that it's not there. I think, as I recall, there's about 8 dentists for that entire region. And I think 4 of those dentists are those that are doing their, they just finished dental school, so they're doing that year of service that they have to do. And once they're done, they're most likely going to either leave the country or go to, like, you know, Port-au-Prince or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not really continued care. And then all of the care is fee-for-service. There's no insurance or anything like that. So unless these patients have the money to pay and have the money for transportation to get to these locations, they're not getting service.
So this is really serving a critical need. Now, you said that you also visited Jamaica and Cameroon as a result of being inspired by it. What were some of the differences or similarities you saw when you went to those two other countries?
The similarity is were that everyone was just extremely grateful having that service there. I will say that when I was in Cameroon and Jamaica, we moved around a lot, and we basically were setting up at different facilities and then seeing the patients in those surrounding areas because we were covering a bigger space. So what I did like about Haiti was that I was able to stay in one place. It was a small area, so people were able to come to the location, and we were able to serve a greater population in numbers wise. But overall, I did notice that the quality of care was excellent at all three opportunities. Also, we'd served a lot of people, and everyone was just so grateful. And it was heartwarming, and it was invigorating for me each time. So, yeah.
Now, as we close, what are your long-term plans, and how do you think this experience will factor into what you intend to do with your life long-term?
Well, when I finish oral surgery, I definitely plan on continuing to serve as a global ambassador when it comes to healthcare. This is not something that I'll stop doing once I'm done, especially working with Dr. Bonick. She always serves in other countries. She definitely instills that in us that we have to give back. So I'm definitely going to keep that with me. And I feel like it makes me a better practitioner in general. And I hope to maybe possibly specialize, and maybe in that specialization that I'll be able to treat those who are underserved even better. So, yeah.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Howard University dental student Akila Brown. I think she embodies our motto of truth and service here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.
Howard University Radio Network is WHUR World on HD2. Student-run WHBC HD3. GlassHouseRadio.com. HUR Voices Sirius XM 141. HBCU Sirius XM 142. And 96.3 WHUR Washington.